Hello.
Good evening. My name is Joseph, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. So, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Hello?
No.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, so we are just looking to conduct a small survey over here. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Yeah.
Got it. Now, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, some other political party?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you. Now, are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. And, oh, no. Okay. Sorry. Thank you for confirming that. Now, what is your main racial background? Is it African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white, or is it a different one?
White.
Hello?
White.
White, okay. Now, what is your age?
I am 42.
42. Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote Republican.
Definitely vote Republican. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So the first person that we have is Carolina Amsty.
Favorable, I feel like, yeah.
Favorable. So would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. The next one that we have is Kamala Harris.
What's the lowest you have?
The lowest that we have is very unfavorable.
That one.
That one, okay. The next person that we have is Leonard Spencer.
That's
Hello?
yeah, that's a Democrat. I don't know him, really. I would not vote for him.
I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear that. Can you repeat that, please?
Not favorable.
Not favorable. So that would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Now, the next one that we have is Scott Boyd, V-O-Y-D.
He's fine. Somewhat favorable. Overdoes it.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. And the next one that we have is Aaron Huntley.
I don't know that one.
Okay, so never heard of. Okay, there we go. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And would you definitely vote or just probably vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote.
Okay, definitely Donald Trump. There we go. Now, and if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? We have Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, and Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate.
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. So, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would it be for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate, definitely.
Okay, thank you. And you said definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amstey was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amstey could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amstey has denied any wrongdoing, said that these are false charges that were created by her political opponents, and expects to become completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? For Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or for Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate?
Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, due to State Representative Amstey's arrest, there has been some discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. So, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Aaron Huntley.
Aaron Huntley. Okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or just probably voting for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for the Republican candidate.
Definitely. Okay. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Would it be for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. Just stay with me for a little bit more. Thank you so much for your help here. Now, would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Scott Lloyd, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or did you vote for someone else?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. Now, when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or you always vote Republican?
Usually vote Republican.
Usually vote Republican. Okay, thank you. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
A moderate. Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Have you done less than high school diploma, a high school graduate, some college or trade school, a college graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, a college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree, or would you say a postgraduate degree?
Some college or trade school.
Some college or trade school. Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, and I hope you have a nice rest of your day. Well, nice rest of your evening at this point, but thank you anyways. Take care.